Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
15 seconds to go. Burrow is swamped back at the 18-yard line by Dorrance Armstrong.
From 47, and this one is blocked by Dorrance Armstrong.
Welcome to Washington, unofficially. Dorrance Armstrong agreeing to terms with the Commanders. I guess we should remind everybody that these deals are not official. Nothing is set in stone or pen and is not put to paper until the actual league year begins in 2 days on the 13th. So this is why we call it legal tampering. This is when you agree to contracts and you go out and you clink glasses and have a steak dinner with your agent and celebrate getting paid. Dorrance Armstrong, the defensive end, 26-year-old, entering year 7, spent his entire career with the Cowboys, coming off of 7.5 sacks, signed by the Commanders, being reported at 3 years and worth a max of $45 million. That sounds like agent speak to me. It's not going to be $15 million per year, probably. My guess is it's closer to $12 or $13 million per year. We'll await more details on the numbers. But it won't be worth more than $45 million over the 3 years. Tyler Biadasz, according to Nikki Javala, I saw had this at the Post, getting $30 million over 3 years, $10 million AAV is pretty good in the center market, but also necessary for Washington. Enough with the is Larson healthy or not? What about Nick Gates moving over to play? Who's our position flex guard center? Go get yourself a guy who's played in a Pro Bowl who helps the kid quarterback, and Biadasz does that. Just moments ago, while we were coming back from break, the biggest domino in free agency just fell. Kirk Cousins has agreed to a new contract to go to the Atlanta Falcons. Third team for Kirk in his career. Obviously started here in Washington, spent 6 years in Minnesota, and now he goes to Atlanta to play for the Falcons, where presumably Atlanta will be the favorite in the NFC South. Bringing in Cousins, he becomes the best quarterback in that division, where you've got Baker Mayfield back in Tampa Bay, Derek Carr coming off of a tough first season in New Orleans, and for the moment, Bryce Young is a major question mark in Carolina with the bottom feeders in the sport, the worst team in football this past year. I don't love Atlanta as a destination for Cousins because I just think you're leaving a better supporting cast in Minnesota. Vikings O-line is better than Atlanta's. You're leaving Jefferson, Addison, Hawkinson. But it's not a bad situation. That's a team that a lot of people feel like is a quarterback away from the playoffs. I don't think they're a quarterback away from a Super Bowl, but under their GM, Terry Fontenot, their head coach, Raheem Morris, they brought in a brand new offensive coordinator to go with Morris's hiring a few weeks back, in Zach Robinson, who comes from the Sean McVay tree. Obviously, McVay called plays for Cousins and is one of the favorite coaches he's ever worked with. So I like that fit. He's going to be running that Shanahan-McVay offense in Atlanta, so that's good. The question is personnel. Van Jefferson, who they acquired via trade from the Rams, is a free agent. So assuming he walks, they've got other free agents at wide receiver, Kadarius Hodge and Mac Hollins. It's basically Drake London out wide, not much else. You got Bijan Robinson, who was underutilized last year in the backfield, Tyler Algier, good running back. I think they'll have a very good running game, and they'll operate heavy in play action with some middle of the field darts from Cousins to Drake London. They got to get more out of their tight end Kyle Pitts, who since his unbelievable and historical rookie of the year has completely fallen off. But there's just not a lot else there. So Cousins clearly wanted the length of the contract. You know, last year, he went into his contract year with the Vikings, and he was negotiating with Minnesota. And I remember being told at the time that the Vikings were willing to tack on one more year for Cousins, a fully guaranteed season, before last year, meaning he'd have 1 year left on the deal still. And Cousins said to them, no, I want to finish my career. I want one last contract. And he was looking for more of like the Daniel Jones four-year deal, even if it meant that for the first time since he was tagged in 2015, he wasn't getting a fully guaranteed contract. And it sounds like that's what he's getting in Atlanta. If you guys see the terms, you can throw them in the chat. I haven't seen them yet. But I did hear that it's a four-year deal for Kirk Cousins. Well, clearly the Falcons are not guaranteeing him 4 years at $40-plus million every single season. So my guess is, if you're Cousins, you were debating between Minnesota, who was basically willing to guarantee you one more year as a starter, but you don't know if they're going to draft your replacement. If you re-sign with the Vikings, even if you go out and you light it up again like he's done every year since he's been there, and this past season he was on pace for almost 40 touchdowns and 10 picks when he got hurt midway through the year and tore his Achilles. You go back to Minnesota, if they're not committing beyond, now let's say they were giving him a two-year deal where only the first year is fully guaranteed, then they could do to you what you've seen happen to so many other quarterbacks where, let's say they draft J.J. McCarthy at 12 or move up and get a QB in the top 10. You're the starter this year, and then as of midway through next year, you're on the bench going into free agency. Cousins had a team, multiple teams, I'm sure, but the Falcons, his wife's from Atlanta, willing to commit to him for what he perceives presumably as, you know, a good bulk of the rest of his career. And I'm sure for multiple years now, he knows that he doesn't have to worry about not being the guy. You know, are they going to draft a quarterback? And those are the considerations you got to start to have when you're as old as he is, which is funny to say now, but Kirk Cousins is going to be 36 this football season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.